From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello and welcome to another edition of Talking Flicks, Mr. Lee. How you doing?
Hello. I'm excellent today. How are you?
Even excellenter, if there is such a thing, Mr. Lee.
I like that word. Excellenter. Like that. That's good.
Episode 50, Mr. Lee. 50.
Can you believe it?
Talking Flicks episodes, and we are still here. What doing?
Oh, I cannot believe it. 50 episodes, and we haven't missed a week. I'm shocked. I didn't think we'd make it to 50. I thought we'd be, you know, missed a week or something here and there. But no, this is awesome. This is great.
And I thought to celebrate today, Mr. Lee, hold on a tick. Now have a look here. I have got a big box of Krispy Kremes here.
Yum.
What do you reckon? Do you like these ones? Like the original glazed? I kept those for you.
They're my favourite.
Yeah, yeah.
They are my favourite. Oh, I'm so good. You know what? I'm happy to eat one.
Just
two,
one.
Or three.
There's a box of 12 four, there, Mr. Five, Lee. There's 12.
Or six. let's go half each. Six
okay,
each.
Yeah, all right. Well, I've got some Nutella filled ones there for me. I put aside.
That'd be right. You wouldn't share them, would you?
I shouldn't have told you about them. Damn.
But you know what? I would have seen it on the side of your face, Nutella, and I'd be like, hey, what's yours? You've got different donuts to me.
No, I wouldn't be that stupid. I'll make sure I clean it off. And you were supplying the Chock Tops, right? So
yes. I've bought the Chock Tops. I've got boysenberry and chocolate and choc mint.
Yeah. Oh, geez, that's a hard one, isn't it? Between chocolate and choc mint. That'll be a flip of a coin in that one there. So we will be munching throughout the show. Well, we'll have to do it in the trailers. We're not going to do it while we're talking.
Yeah.
But one massive party, 50 podcasts, and thank you very much to everyone who streamed us from Tamworth, Wagga, Orange, or somewhere around the country or the globe. I mean, geez. The States, we've got some listeners in France, Singapore,
Russia.
Yep. Yes. Yep. So thank you to everyone who has given us a stream over the last 50 episodes, and we now hope to go for 50 more.
And you know what? I reckon we'll do it. I think we'll do it quite easily, I think, because you know what? I have to say, Jay, it has been so much fun doing this with you. It is like old times when we did it for nearly 7 years every week, and I have to say it just feels like that still now. So thank you.
I love you, Mr. Lee. I really do. Yeah. You know that. I might take the piss out of you, but you know that I'm only having fun.
I know. And that's what it's all about. Yeah. Yeah. It is. We get on so well, and I think that's what makes the podcast too, because like radio, you know, when you've got that rapport with someone, it comes across, and I think that's why people enjoy it so much. So
yeah. Look at you over there, brown nose. You're trying to keep your job, are you? All right, let's
go. Yeah, I don't want to lose.
That's right.
I don't want to lose it.
I'm over being nice now. Let's get off.
Was that my 50th present for you to be nice to me for 5 seconds?
Don't keep – you be careful or I'll take a donut off you, okay?
Don't forget, I've got all the Chock Tops.
okay. I'll be nice. All right, so what's coming up on our 50th episode, Mr. Lee? What are we up to today? What's going on?
Look, we've got some great news coming out about Tom Cruise. We've also got some interesting news about another movie that's up to number 6 in their franchise. So put your thinking caps on there to find out what that one might be. Have you any ideas, JT?
Number six. Oh, that could be anything. Is it another Die Hard movie or something?
That would be really good. And look, of course, we've got the top fives from Australia and USA, and we're off to somewhere very different this week. And it's got a movie In the top five that you are going to absolutely love, Jay, because I know it's your favorite movie.
Is it like The Terrifier or something? Is that is that what the movie?
Is you it... will have to wait and see until we turn that page.
Okay. Well, I'll wait. So that is coming up a little bit later on in Talking Flicks. First up, though, let's take a look at what's out at cinemas this week. And we all fell in love with the very first Gladiator many, many years ago. How many years was it now, Mr. Lee? What are we looking at now? It would have to be 20 years now?
Yeah, well, you're very close. 24 years. 24. Can you believe it when Russell Crowe? That's insane, isn't it? 24 years. Where's that time gone?
Wow.
So much has happened.
You had a lot more hair back then.
Well, you know what? I can't blame you for that because I set myself up for that one. So
you did.
There
you go. You did, but so I'll did take I. That. Okay, so Gladiator yeah. 2, it is back. What I want to know, I guess, is so 24 years, a lot's obviously happened in that time. I wonder how close it is with the films when they put these two together.
Well, I actually think it is nearly 20 odd years apart because Maximus' son is actually an adult now. So he's a little bit older and he, of course, is going to go into the ring. And as we know from the first one, it's very different when a slave can actually fight a top-class person in society. And that's very rare for that time period for anyone. You know, slaves back then weren't allowed to do anything. And I'm getting all this from the movie. I'm not saying this is fact. It's just from the movie. So it's good to see that, you know, they're still going along and doing the same.
Well, let's take a listen to Gladiator 2.
It is an art, choosing gladiators. They're usually prisoners of war.
I claim this city for the glory of Rome.
You have something in you, rage. Never let it go. It will carry you to greatness. I own you now.
But whose head could I give you to satisfy your fury?
The general will do. Rome has taken everything from me. But I will have my vengeance.
There is plenty of pain waiting for you in the next life. I don't know why you are so greedy for it in this one.
Your Majesties.
This is your gladiator.
It is.
I have the trust of the emperor's.
It will clear my path to the throne.
You will be my instrument.
I will never be your instrument in this life or the next.
Lucius, take your father's strength. His name was Maximus, and I see him in you.
Most fighters won't survive.
You must help him.
Strength among us! I don't fight for power. I fight to free Rome for men like them.
Your name will be forgotten!
To restore order, I must have power.
Everything is forgotten in time. Empires fall, so do emperors.
This is war! Real war!
The odds are against you.
The odds are always against me.
Ready to run!
So we know Paul Mescal, Pedro Pascal are both awesome actors and we know they're going to do a great job. But the one that surprises me, I think I'm really looking forward to seeing in this movie is Denzel Washington, because in the trailer he just stands out. Like it looks like he's doing an incredible job.
Sorry, I just finished this chalk top I'm just eating.
How unprofessional.
Yes, that's exactly right. Sorry, the trailer ended a little bit earlier than what I expected. I took that one last bite, sorry. Yeah, and, you know, Denzel Washington, he is an incredible actor. He has played anything and everything. And for him to be in this sort of movie, this is pretty big for him. And, you know, Pedro Pascal, he's always a great action star too. So he, yeah, he's up there. And Paul Mescal, yeah, isn't he the flavor of the month at the moment? Like, he's everywhere, you know. Every press junket that they've had of Gladiator 2, he's been there. So he's really out there pushing this movie. And from all reports that I'm reading from, you know, all our little industry newsletters we get, it's huge. This movie is going to be massive, so, which is great news.
Well, Gladiator 2, it's out in cinemas now. Go and see it. Now, if you look ready for Christmas, last week, of course, we had Red 1 out. Now we've got another Christmas movie because we are warming up for the most wonderful time of the year. Not. It is Christmas Eve in Miller's Point. And this is a drama, but it looks really funny from watching the trailer.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, when we have all our families come together, it's always going to have a bit of drama, a bit of comedy and all that. And this is what this movie is. And the family do. They go back to their small hometown on Long Island, and it's the night before Christmas Eve, hence Christmas Eve in Miller's Point, and there's chaos happening. There's everything happening. And two cousins decide that they're actually going to take advantage of the chaos and they're actually going to go on a little adventure and make the holiday their own. So it's a great little fun type movie. It is rated M, and it stars Michael Cena and Sierra. I love him. He's so funny. Did you? What was the TV show? Arrested Development. He was in that. He's very good. And also Matilda Fleming is in this movie.
Now, with Paddington not too far away, coming up on January 1, it would be, what a way to start 2025 with a bang. Last week you had Paddington on the big screen. If you're thinking, oh, I've got to see Paddington 2 in the same fashion, you can do it again this weekend because it's out. You guys are doing a run of Paddington 2.
Exactly right. And as you said, January 1, what a way to open up the new year than watching Paddington go to Peru. But as you said, before we get to there, Paddington 2, it is fun movie. You know, this one actually does have Hugh Bonneville. It also has Hugh Grant in it, who plays the baddie in this one. And it is when poor Paddington goes and buys a present for Aunt Lucy and it gets stolen, which is not good.
Well, look, if you're looking for something to do with the family, take the kids out, then that's one for you, Paddington 2. And you know what? You've kind of got to see them all before Paddington in Peru comes out, the third one. So, yes. Now's the time. Start prepping.
Yep. And, yeah, these sort of movies, it's good to see on the big screen, especially when, you know, they come back on the screen. It's just, I don't know, it's such an experience that you can't get at home watching it on the small screen. Watching it with other people and taking your kids to a movie that you know it's going to be good, yeah, it's an experience.
And you have the candy bar to choose from. You can get some popcorn, yes, some Maltesers, all these amazing Choc Tops that are sitting here melting at the moment. So I'll better hurry up and get through this because I really want to have it before it's a pile of mush. Can we go a bit faster, please, Mr. Lee?
Yeah,
okay,
we don't like them.
It's a movie screen this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 include
Kia, Lee, Red 1, Runt, Smile 2, Terrifier 3. Can you believe it? This movie, we were only going to play for a couple of sessions 2 weeks ago. We're now into its third week of this movie. Transformers 1, Venom, The Last Dance, The Wild Robot, The Teacher Who Promised the Sea, and Kengavia, which is playing in the Odeon 5. Now, if you check out the local cinema at either forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au to find out what times and what's playing at your local cinema.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
And Mr. Lee, you want me to go first this week, and you've done this on purpose.
Yes. I have, because in the opener, I did say there's a movie that you love that's in the top five this week.
I'll be the judge of that. Okay.
You so can have a look now.
Can I turn the page now? Let's have a look.
Okay. Yes, you can.
What are you doing? I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
I think it's really funny.
Flipping bloody yellow characters again. Number five for South Africa, Despicable Me 4. That is despicable. It really is that it's still there. Number four, Rebellious. Number three, Gracie and Pedro, Pets to the Rescue. Number two, Venom the Last Dance. And number one for South Africa, it's a new one, Red One, the Christmas film.
That's so good. Heading off to the USA now. Number five is Smile 2. Number four is The Wild Robot. Number three is The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. Number two is Heroic. And number one for the USA, Venom, The Last Dance.
Well done. Well done, Mr. Lee. That was very professional of you. Let's do number.
Thank you.
Yeah, now you had to give me another hard one here. The top five for Oz is Purna Bagadur Ko Sarangi. Now, please note that I would know how to say that if I could rehearse it, but I can't because I wasn't allowed to look at the top fives this week. Mr. Lee kept it very hush-hush. He's put all this stuff on it. It's all blacked out. Number four is Lee. Number two is Smile. Number three is Smile 2. Number two is Venom the Last Dance. This is all falling apart. And number one for Australia this week, it is Red One. There you go.
Now, JT, you may be asking, why is Red One not number one in the States?
Because they haven't
got it. Are you asking that?
Well, that's exactly what I'm wondering.
It opens today. It opens today.
Okay.
So that's why they haven't got it. So I reckon next week it'll be number one.
That's great. Well, next week we can play this again. Looking forward to it.
Great. Great.
Yes, Christmas is coming. God help us all. Okay, let's get into some movie news for this week, Mr. Lee. Now, we spoke at the top of the podcast about Mission Impossible and Tom Cruise. Do you want to tell me what's going on here?
Well, this is really exciting because this past week they've just released a teaser for Mission Impossible 8 and also the title of this one. And it's now called The Final Reckoning.
Ooh, a final.
So what does that mean?
I'm thinking it means Tommy Cruise is pretty much done with Mission Impossible. This could very well be the last dance.
But, you know, money talks. You know, and if this does well, you never know. It is released in May 2025, so it's not too long to go. And I have to say, after watching the trailer, it has actually hooked me. I want to go see it because it does look incredible.
I'm sorry. Did you just say you wanted to go and see a Tom Cruise film? Okay.
Yes.
For our loyal listeners, for those that may be new and you know, aren't quite sure of Mr. Lee's relationship with Tom Cruise, let's go back about 10 years.
What's your issue with Tom Cruise? Come on.
Oh, I don't really want to go into that.
Has he done something to hurt your feelings, has he? So it's like my relationship with the Minions.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's cool. Exactly the same.
So he annoys you.
Yeah, he does annoy you. Okay. So you're saying the Minions annoy you.
Yes, they do.
There you go. So
I can't believe you found that. That was 10 years ago.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, it could have been a bit longer than that. But so you and Tommy have made up. That's good.
Yeah, we have. And that's why I think I need to go see it, because it does. It's an incredible teaser. So should we take a listen to the teaser?
I think we should. Let's check out Mission Impossible 8.
For every life you try to save, you gamble millions more. And now the fate of every living soul on Earth is your responsibility. That's the pattern, isn't it?
refuse to sacrifice the ones you hold close. You've always been on the right side, brother. I have no regrets. Neither should you. I need you to trust me. One last time.
Well, surely, Mr. Lee, that says it all one last time. So, yeah.
God, I can't believe it. It is incredible. You know, Tom is actually 62 and he still does his own stunts.
Wow. Yeah, that's incredible.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It is. For someone who can do their own stunts, the insurance, as we've said in the past, you know, the insurance on him to do his own stunts would be massive because it would cut the whole production down. It would, if something happened to him, which you remember he broke his ankle when he did that big jump in one of them, Mission Impossibles, you know, he broke his ankle, but he kept going. It did stop and halt production for a little bit till it got better. So it's a big thing for him to do it.
Yeah, well, May 23, 2025, we get to check out Mission Impossible 8. So it's not too far away. So we'll see that mid next year.
Yes, which is really good. Now, I gave you a bit of a teaser and said, what movie franchise would be number six? I'm about to tell you, JT. You're sitting down?
I am. I'm well seated, yep.
Yeah, well, I can see that, but other people didn't know that you were sitting down already.
Do you want a drum roll, Miss Lee? Do you want to build it up? I'll do a drum roll for you, okay?
Yeah, okay, let's do it. Give me a drum roll. So the number six movie is Ice Age 6.
Oh.
It is going to production. Now, Ray Romano, Queen Latifah are returning back, as well as John Leguizamo, I don't think that's how you pronounce his name, who plays that other little funny character, I had it on top of my tongue and now I've forgotten his character that he plays. It's the Sloth. Sorry, the Sloth.
I was going to say, after five movies, Mr. Lee, you should know.
Yeah, I should know. Exactly right. So anyway, how good is it? It's coming back. I love the Ice Age. I think from when it first started, it has just gripped you into everything. And for it to be up to number six, that's excellent.
That's great. Well, there you go. So we'll hold tight, hopefully, for a release date in a little bit of time to come. Now, Marvel. Now, there's some news on Marvel as well this week, which is great.
Yeah, look, you know Blade, which stars Wesley Snipes. Now, the first one came out in 1998. Then we had one in 2002, then 2004. Well, they have now the head of MCU, Kevin Feige. He actually has said he will release a new Blade movie. Now, whether it'll have Wesley Snipes, I don't know. It hasn't actually pronounced any actors that are going to be in it, but definitely has said that he is committed to putting a Blade movie on the screen in the near future. So that's great news.
Yeah, really good for Blade fans. A few birthdays as well. You want to do a shout-out, Mr. Lee, for some actors, actresses and people in the film biz at Hollywood?
Yeah, I do. Anne Hathaway, she is an incredible actress. She had a birthday this week. Ryan Gosling, who played Ken, and he's very famous for that song, Just Ken. And one of my all-time favourite directors, Guy Ritchie. And he's got a new movie coming out next year, and I cannot wait for it because I love Guy Ritchie movies. They are incredible to watch. And they're very different, and I love the fast pace. I love the camera angles, how they're always jumping around. I love all that. So, yeah.
Well, happy birthday to our celebs for this week. Let's go around the screens quickly and see what's happening at the Forum 6 Cinemas in Wagga and Tamworth and also the Odeon 5 in Orange. There's a bit going on, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, there certainly is. On December 1, we've got the next Met opera, which is Carmen. Our last one, Madame Butterfly, went really, really well. So this will be the last one for the year. Then we've also got a new Bollywood movie called Pushpa, the Pa Rule, Part 2. And it is going to be in Tamil, in Telugu, and Hindi language with English subtitles. Just check each of your websites in your town for what language is playing on what day. And then the big news on December 8th, we have Andre Rieu's 2024 Christmas concert, Gold and Silver, happening. And tickets are on sale now for that one in all locations. So get them now because you don't want to miss out.
Yes, it'd be a shame to miss out. Okay, let's do the opening week next week. Now, I'm getting very excited about this one, Mr. Lee, because this is going to be absolutely huge. Wicked.
It is an incredible, incredible movie, and I cannot wait. And then we're just got to wait until November next year for part two because this is part one.
Well, you know, I don't like waiting, Mr. Lee. So
yes, I know you don't like it.
I didn't have to tell me that, but I'm glad you told me it when we're just about to wrap things up. That's good. So yeah. Now our talk and flickster on Wednesday, Duncan's back. And good mate Duncan, he'll be joining us. And what movie is he reviewing this week, Mr. Lee?
He will actually be reviewing the good movie. He's actually reviewing Gladiator 2.
Yes. Okay, that's good. I'm glad we fixed that up. There's a bit of a typo here, I think. That's good. Well, that's good. You know what? I'm really looking forward to hearing his thoughts on that film because we've got some questions I think we would like to put to him as well about just – the difference between the movies and how the movie is without Rusty there, because Rusty was a huge part of the first Gladiator. I think he kind of made the film, really. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what life's like.
He was the main character.
He was,
of course he made the film. He was the main character.
Give me a break, okay? It's been a long podcast. And I'm just itching to get into this food, okay? So,
yes, me too. I've only had a few bites of my choc top and it is melting, so yes.
Yeah, and you've got those donuts there to have as well. So, correct. Okay, well, big thank you to the Forum 6 Cinemas and Odeon 5. You can go to their websites and get all the latest information on movies showing at your cinema. That's it for us, Mr. Lee. We will be back again on Wednesday with Duncan. You have lovely week. What's going on? Anything exciting happening in your life that we need to know about?
No. You know what? No. I've actually got a few more jobs around the house. Why is it every weekend you got to do jobs around the house?
You've always got jobs. And I
know. Yeah. I have a list of jobs every weekend that I've got to do.
This whole husband thing, mate, Wendy's got you on the ball and chain. What's going on? You know, she's turning you into Susie Homemaker. Wow. Well,
yeah, it is.
Love to see that. Okay, well, you have a lovely weekend, Mr. Lee, doing your jobs and enjoy your leftover party food there. Congratulations on 50 episodes. And
you too.
We'll see whether you come back for 51 next week. The jury's out.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.